Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
The more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance!
At Currency, a San Jose global company. We offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
I tell you what, as you keep diving into this, I was in all my, obviously I in constant communication with Carson with how this program is working, and they're filling up with the elite of the elite, and those who are out there that may think, well, I don't fit this. You do. You do.
Don't doubt yourself
like that. Carson wants a bunch of fighters in there, and that's what they're going to have, fighting for currency, and that's what he wants to have. And that, and he will help you arrange, not arrange, but help you get professionally prepared for what's going to come at you and how your life is going to change once you get involved with currency.
Carson, share your wisdom.
Yes.
It's important. We need it, Carson. Thank you to Currency. GoCurrency.com/careers. Apply today there. It is time for
the doctor.
Our first edition. Did we have Dr. Love last week or not? You were not
no.
here. Okay.
No, you did. I wasn't
it's
here.
Been a few weeks. It's been a few weeks.
No, the doctor was
I wasn't
out.
Here either. So. Yeah.
No one's here.
Dr. Love is back. Let's get to it. Dr. Love, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. You need remodels for your home, bathroom, whole house, or more. Please call Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting. Was he on the trip to Canada?
He's on the trip. Carried things. Him and Hayden carried everything to the dock over their head. Tackle boxes, poles, everything that went down to the dock and back overhead. Right next to me was the diner. So I hit that spot nightly. They're in the cabin right next to me at that.
You hit that spot nightly?
And Randy would take care of me. He'd always have some sort of a snack for me, some sort of something to kind of to nibble on, and then some sort of sometimes a libation.
Oh,
also.
Oh, that's,
yes,
he's
yes,
a good man then.
Yes, he'd have some sort of a, yes.
He's a good
like,
man.
Like, what was it?
Well,
what was a libation?
He's like, you want an old-fashioned? He brought everything.
He did?
He brought everything. Whoa. Orange peel, you name it.
Are
they
kidding
had
me?
It. Had everything.
Cherry, black cherry?
Had the everything. Four kinds of bitters.
God.
It was unbelievable. They had a chocolate walnut.
God, old-fashioned yeah. are good.
They are good.
That's one
I
thing.
I need to have one again.
And it was nice
one
to stop
good
over
thing
there.
About working with you guys. You've turned me on to old-fashioned.
That's it.
Oh, and it was a game changer. Randy's he's en route home right now.
Is he?
He left this morning bright no. and early.
Also, yes. Not everybody left together. It wasn't a convoy.
No, it wasn't a convoy. There was not which is a song that Schaefer had never
he
heard of.
Didn't know that yeah, song.
Schaefer had never heard of convoy. Yeah, Sean still, had never heard of Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, never heard of Sammy Hagar.
Sean told Sip in Vegas he didn't know who Sammy Hagar was.
We were eating in Sammy Hagar's restaurant. It was in the airport, but it was a Sammy Hagar's restaurant. He said, "Who's Sammy Hagar?"
You said, "Please don't say that out loud ever again to anybody in any public setting ever."
Schaefer hadn't heard of convoy.
I'm not sure which one's worse. All
right, we got to get to Dr. Love.
Yes, Dr. Love off the bat. Tony in Fort Bragg chimes in. Says, Dr. Love, my 15th anniversary is next week. I just bought an expensive ring for my wife's birthday 2 months ago. Can that gift double as an anniversary gift also? Or what should I do? I need your help. Reminder, it was very expensive, this ring, 2 months ago.
Okay, first thing, absolutely, it cannot double.
Okay.
It cannot. You can be like, hey. Out. You can't go with the old, hey, remember I got this a couple months ago, so we're good, right? not going to work
God,
at all.
No.
But now you also, but you're off the hook in the financial world. It doesn't have to be, okay, I need to match this for whatever the cost was or anything like that. It's just, you had a great idea. You got the expensive piece of jewelry, ring, whatever it was. I said, now you want to go with something that's just kind of aloof and a little bit fun, but you want to have it interesting. And then also try this one out. Play dumb. Don't let her, don't lead in anything into your anniversary, nothing. Don't say a word about it when you get up in the morning. Don't say a word like that.
Ooh.
And then have the gift sitting like on her car or something. Or there's a note, there's an envelope on underneath her windshield wiper with some sort of a gift of idea. And then also maybe set it up with her. She's meeting her best friend for lunch today at this place. And here's the certificate for what it is like that. But play coy early in the day. And then
coy.
And then leave.
Love that word.
And then leave the house without saying anything about the anniversary.
Good idea.
And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, he did not forget. And hopefully maybe he's even texting out, can't believe he forgot my anniversary. but no, the gift cannot double down.
No.
Cannot do that.
Okay. Tony, I hope that's good advice for you. Tony in Fort Bragg. Okay.
We welcome callers too.
Next up, Wyatt and Alma.
Alma.
I keep saying
Wyatt and Alma.
Alma. Wyatt and Alma.
Have you ever
says,
heard of Hoppy McHugh?
He says,
I
think he was the, remember the Omaha World just had the athlete of the year?
Uh-huh.
Hoppy McHugh is the athlete of the year.
In what year?
I'm going to say late 40s, maybe 50.
The late 40s.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's why he missed out.
Yes, why he missed out on that.
Okay. Wyatt and Alma says, Dr. Love, we know you hate big screen proposals during the games. How do you feel about proposals after the game at the fireworks show? Better, indifferent, or throw out the entire proposal at the game idea?
Good question, by the way.
Really good question. Here's the main part is that the game and the functionality, it sounds like right now, is very important to you. So if that, don't shy away from that. So the post and firework time is a little bit more interesting to me than the big screen situation. As long as it has a personal touch to it in some sort like that. Maybe do it right after the grand finale. Everybody knows when the grand finale of a fireworks show is going off. It's about a 3 to 4 minute it's just a buffet.
It's very clear.
It's never like
100.
Was that the grand finale? That was the grand finale. You're never going like, and when it starts, you go, I think this is it. Yeah. And then after about 30 more seconds, you go, you look, I'll look at Laura. This is it.
This is the one.
So when the grand finale's over, and then you say something of that nature like that, you think that's the grand finale? How about this? And then you ask her right there at that time.
There you go. Then we'll, yes.
Why? There you go. Why?
What was your
nothing? Good job, Dr. Love.
We can make a fireworks joke on top of that.
Is there fireworks?
No. Let's go to the next question.
That's Wyatt and Alma. This person wants to stay anonymous, and I will respect that because of the question.
Do you know the name?
No.
Okay, Jake. Jake has inside information.
No, the person it has a phone number. There's no name attached to it, but they also, I've looked. They don't want their name out there. Maybe for good reason for this question.
Okay.
Short and sweet. Probably difficult to answer, Bill. Dr. Love, excuse me. Dr. Love, how do you subtly tell your loved one that they should drop some lbs?
Good God!
First of all, you don't. That would be the. That'd be
that's
the
why
first
the person's anonymous. They had to ask the question.
It's good anonymous. I get that because it's like anything else like that. If there's a fitness situation, you want to get a little bit better. The best thing the best thing you can do is just come up with like the best thing you can do is create activities and a lifestyle that is healthy. But there is no chance that anything goes over well with just like, hey, could lose a couple, couldn't you? Like that's just not gonna.
How do you do that?
Yeah, that would not be one that would go well.
Person
so you just
want
to create. So the big thing is like, okay, do we have options? Are we going for walks? Are we doing
this
stuff
is
together?
A tough one.
Are we doing fitness together?
How do you do?
What
this?
Are we doing? What's our game plan with this to kind of figure things out with that? And now, if she has said something like, I really need to try to get in shape or a little bit better or something, whatever reason, like that, I'd be like, right away, first guess, like, I don't know what you're talking about, but if you want to try to get in, you know, just better physical fitness, I'll be glad to jump in with you and do something of that nature.
Good job.
And so, but that is
good idea.
That's a touchy one. You want to tread.
I knew it was touchy.
Tread lightly.
We have a fitness situation.
That's fitness. Anonymous.
Thank you.
Anonymous. Next up from Will in Fullerton at Apply Connective says, I am happily married.
He's happily married.
But I'm always looking for some random pointers from Dr. Love. Anything that's random that you think he should start doing for...
Glad he said pointers.
pointers.
Yes,
things that Bill has, that Dr. Love has, that maybe are just, you know, fun on a daily basis.
Come on.
Well, man. I would say the biggest thing is like that is just... Because I can do it too, just being the curmudgeon of like going, I don't want to go out. I don't want to do something. I don't want this. All of a sudden, where Will lives at in Fullerton like that, just bust over to Central City for dinner. Go someplace. All these little towns have coffee places now. They're everywhere.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's a chance like that. Hey, you want to go grab some coffee like that instead of being like making coffee? No, get in the car.
Let's go.
Let's get in the car, and you buzz over to Genoa. And you buzz over to some town like that. It's got a little coffee place. You do something. Maybe a couple-hour trip to give you something that's way out of the ordinary, something unique, something different. It should start with this one right away. Get in the car. That's just it. Just get in the car. And then you just go from there and just kind of have a plan like that. And just sometimes like, what are we doing? Don't worry about it. Just get in the car. That's a good thing. If somebody, you go somewhere like that, it's like, okay, that's pretty incredible. That was fun.
Yeah.
So change it up, different locations, different things. Like that, or if you ever get home early like that, the preparation of a meal, and not just I made dinner, what do you got? Well, hamburger helper, it's in the stove. No, have something created that's kind of unique, kind of fun, kind of prep wise.
That's a good idea
To have something different like that, but just have it in your head. You almost want to set your alarm to it, almost like going, okay, once a week I'm going to come up with something. Once a week I'm going to come up with some little idea that we can do. Maybe it's a Sunday night deal. Maybe it's one of those things. How about this one? Here's one more.
Okay,
go to a movie in the
theater.
A movie in the theater. That doesn't seem weird. That's not normal now. Movies and theaters is not normal to go to. People just don't go.
Now, why is that, by the way, Dr. Love?
It's just because people just watching Netflix.
Just
now.
Watch on.
Does it become less?
Movies get, you know, you can get access to them right away.
Yep.
And so, you know, back in the day, to get access to a movie early, what was it? Someone would bootleg the movie.
Yep.
They'd find some way to do it illegally to get the movie. Now it's like, no, you can get it. It's released in the theater. You can get it the next day at home.
God, dang it.
And so it's a different deal. Get to a theater. And if you want to go to a theater, it's going to change everyone's life. The one theater in Nebraska that will change everyone's life is Lynch, Nebraska.
Northeast Nebraska.
If you go to Lynch, Nebraska, they have a theater that was built in the 40s that they still use. And it's all volunteers that run it.
You're kidding me.
And the tickets are there was four of us that went. Me, Laura, Keaton, and Gigi went.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost, I think, $28 for the movie and all concessions.
Total.
Four of us would have been well over 100. Over 100.
You would have footed that bill.
Yeah, that would have been,
$28 right, bucks total for everything.
Oh, yeah, $28 for everything. If you want to change your life sometimes, go to the Lynch. Go to the Lynch Theater.
Northeast Nebraska.
How close to what? Big town, like what?
And there's no O'Neill would be the big. It'd be north of O'Neill. Be the best way to put it. North of O'Neill, and Lynch would change your life. So several things there.
What else?
Last thing, Dr. Love. Who in Columbus?
Bird
says, was that my wife texting in for the weight loss question?
Was Bird? Bird's not heavy.
I don't think
Bird's
he's
very
heavy.
Fit. Bird's fit. Looks.
He's
looks,
fit.
Looks really good.
He doesn't have a fitness situation.
Yeah, you don't want to start off with, hey, honey. We're gonna do the physical fitness test we did in elementary school. We're gonna do the mile run. Let's see where everyone's at.
Do some sit ups. See how many can do in a minute.
It's a tough.
Do
question.
Some push ups and then do pull ups as well. That is another great addition.
Can you even Can you do a pull-up?
I don't think so.
I don't think I could.
Oh, you were doing them all the time a few years ago.
I'm saying right now.
Not right now.
If I try it, both shoulders pop out.
It would hurt.
Both shoulders would pop out.
I've looked up at it.
And I would just be just hanging there with both shoulders dislocated.
He can't move.
His shoulders are dislocated.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago I could do it, but now when I look up at it, I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
When you decide, if you just happen to jump up and you're like, I'm going to try to get one, and you grab a hold of it, and you're like going, I don't think I can do it. Then what do you do? Then you guys got to drop, act like you're stretching your back, or what do you do?
Yep.
Swing around.
Pliny had a good line one time. He said, when you do pull-ups, you got to take a running jump.
To you. Yeah. That was, come on, Bo. Come on, Bo.
Thank you for this.
Good job, Dr. Love.
That is Dr. Love, sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy.
Thank you for all the questions today. It was a nice return for Dr. Love.
So Randy's back.
He's on his way back.
He's en route. Right now, Randy would still be in Canada. He'd be...
Oh, it's a long drive then still.
He's probably in Manitoba right now. I think he left at 5 a.m. That's what his plan was, he told me. And it takes a solid 4.5-5 hours to get out of the country.
Did you say he was with his son?
What's that?
Yes. Yeah, Hayden. Hayden was lifting stuff over their head.
Is Hayden driving with him?
Yes. Hayden's got an incredible boat. Hayden's the best fisherman of all of us.
Wow. Is he?
Yes.
How old's Hayden?
I'm going to guess Hayden at 24.
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, young guy. That's my guess. Medium ones.
I'm going to guess mid-20s. Him at 24.
Whew, God.
Getting engaged soon. It's coming down.
Well, congrats to Hayden.
It's happening pretty quickly.
He might need some Dr. Love.
He could. Yeah, he might call in. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Now, we just got done talking about the frustration about movies going straight to Netflix. Well, this will make you guys mad because today, Happy Gilmore 2 is out only on Netflix. Right. It's got a bunch of big names, big actors, big athletes, and it's on Netflix only today. So, because Happy Gilmore 2 is
out, watch it.
I'm going to watch that. Are you kidding me?
I'll probably try to at some time, but once again,
you guys will watch that.
Let's go to a theater.
Are you saying it's not in a theater?
It's only Netflix, which makes me very sad. Happy Gilmore 1 movie that is our trivia today. You know that movie.
Okay.
The first one.
I saw it five times.
Good.
Joking.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill and trivia. Happy Gilmore 1 our trivia today. Sip does not feel good about this at all. Bill, you've seen this movie,
haven't
you?
You've seen it a few times, haven't you?
I wouldn't say start to finish. No, but I've seen a lot of parts of it. Okay. Yes. I saw some of it like a week ago.
Okay, that's good.
Then you should be okay. Yeah.
All right, we've got
Happy Gilmore.
Jesse, how do you feel about Happy Gilmore 1 trivia today?
Pretty good. Saw it in the theater and first DVD I ever bought. So.
Well, okay, you guys are in trouble here then.
Jesse's Girl. Do you like that song, Jesse?
Absolutely not, Bill.
You don't?
He does not like the song.
Really, Rick Springfield, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's bothered by the
definitely.
Song.
Definitely. It was definitely Rick Springfield.
All right, first question to you, Jesse and Bill, as a lifeline for one question as always. Jesse, what was the name of Happy Gilmore's golf coach in the first movie?
Chubbs
is fine.
Brilliant.
Chubbs Peterson is the name.
Wasn't too far off on that one.
Did you have it?
I mean, I think I could have got Chubbs.
You would have had Chubbs.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't have had it.
1-0 lead for Jesse.
I think I could have.
Sip, first question, Bill's in play. What famous game show host did Happy Gilmore play with in a pro-am ended up fighting on the green at one point?
Wow, we got a layup now. Yeah, some people are not going to be happy with you. Bob Barker.
Brilliant!
There's going to be people.
The late, great Bob Barker.
Yeah, he's late. Yeah,
he made like 98 years old. I think he made it too. He was old.
God.
I think he passed away at 90. I think he passed away at 98. He was old. I think so.
I'll look
confirm
it up.
That. Back to you for the lead. This should be very simple. I feel bad about this question also. What is the name, Jesse, of Happy Gilmore's top rival on the golf course?
Shooter McGavin.
Brilliant.
One point years ago, someone guessed Chipper McGee on that question.
You were right.
98, right?
99.
99 to Bob Barker. All right. Bills in play to force the tiebreaker.
We'd get Shooter.
Bob Barker was 99. Hello.
To force the tiebreaker, what famous broadcaster was on the call for the various golf events in Happy Gilmore 1?
I have a guess.
Please, just go ahead.
Is it Jim Nance?
That's what I thought, by the way.
That would be the great Vern Lundquist the broadcaster on that.
Yeah, you know what? God.
That's all right. Hey, Jesse, congrats. You're getting bagels. Thanks for calling in. And Jesse, I hope you watch the Happy Gilmore 2 this weekend.
That's actually what we're doing tonight.
He's doing it tonight.
All right. Got it locked in.
Dr. Love.
And, no, I was just in Lynch about 2 weekends ago.
Were you at Bubba's on the corner?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great place. And they have food now. So that's really good. What took you to Lynch?
My wife's grandmother lives up there. Family reunion.
Okay. Oh, nice,
nice.
That'd be fun. Did you see Chance Thompson up there?
Yes, I saw Chance.
Okay,
Chance. Part of the family.
Chance Thompson runs Bauer Underground.
Oh,
yeah. Okay,
yeah.
He's from Lynch. Absolutely. We've come full circle
Chance
here.
Chance Thompson runs Bauer.
Yep. Yes.
Jesse, congrats.
Thank you.
Enjoy the movie tonight.
All right.
Good job.
Tiebreaker, Bill. What is the film length of Happy Gilmore 1?
Is it hours and minutes?
Hours and minutes, please.
I don't think it's that long. I'm going to go 1 hour, 39 minutes. I missed it by just
140.
1 hour and 33 minutes. He's 6 minutes off on it. So
wow, so it's a short move.
Yes.
But you guys would have had Shooter McGavin, though, today.
What are you doing?
I just was going to put my stuff in my bag.
Are you leaving?
No.
So wait, you put away your... Yeah, this is very odd. You're packing everything up.
I'm just getting ready. We have guests coming.
Yeah. Just so you know, the show's 3 hours now, okay?
There's guests.
When we come back in studio, Cody Schmick from Beer House Kincaider and Sideshow Spirits next, an early break in the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.